Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
The world is famous for calling us by labels. Jesus calls out, searches for the ones who have been labeled, kicked aside, knocked down, pushed aside, stepped on, ignored, rejected all their life. To the world, you're a nobody, but to the King, you're a somebody. Oh, I could, you know what? I'm 39, I'm 58 years old. I've heard the gospel since I was a child, and there's nothing sweeter to my ears, Johnny Ferrara, nothing sweeter to my ears, Pastor Reuben, than to sit down, and though I've heard it 1,000 times, tell me again how much Jesus loves me. Tell me again I was a sinner, and now I'm saved by grace. Tell me again I didn't belong, and that I was the enemy of the King, but now I'm invited to the King's table. I love the story, because we got a crippled boy that was crippled by the fall. You talk about giants. He had to deal with fear, the giant of fear, knowing that any day the knock on the door, the dreaded knock could come. You Mephibosheth? Yeah. Off with your head. But I wish I had a sword up here. Lived in fear. Any day the knock could come on the door and his head be on a spit. Fear was a giant he faced all the time. And I don't think I have to convince anybody that he dealt with rejection. Living close to the floor. Never did walk. Always looked down on. Always pushed aside. Never treated like he counted at all. Sure, he dealt with fear. Sure, he dealt with anger. Sure, he dealt with rejection. Anger, you say? Oh, yeah. Probably mad at the nurse. You dropped me. You should have had a tighter hold on me. If you didn't drop me, I'd be walking around today. Dealing with anger for how he was treated as a child. I wonder if there's anybody in the room that's angry at your mom or your dad because maybe they didn't love you or they stayed drunk most of the time and they didn't really care for you. I don't know. Mephibosheth, you talk about giants must fall, Reuben. Oh, Mephibosheth, he had them all. Fear, rejection, anger. Oh, I believe he dealt with a lot of giants. But I'm so thankful for this story because it's a beautiful picture of the King, David, who represents Jesus, searching for a nobody. And I don't know how people have treated you. And I just believe with all my heart, I'm sitting there before I come up to the altar to speak to you today. And I feel like God just was speaking to me and telling me that there's people here today that feel like Mephibosheth. And I don't know who you may be, but I don't think anyone is here by some accident. I believe God orders our steps. He knows what we need, when we need it, and where we will receive it. And this is just good news today. Jesus said in Luke 19:10, he said, I have come, here's why I've come, not to just turn water into wine and to heal the sick. I've come to seek and to save the lost. I love that about God. And he doesn't care how white you are, how dark you are, how rich or how poor. All he cares about, are you lost? I'm coming for you, Jesus says. Wow. And if you feel lost today, crippled emotionally, morally, spiritually, his love is coming after you. And here's the king, and he's in an all-out search for a crippled boy to come sit at his table. And the king knew he was lame. He knew he had issues. But he says, where is he? And I want you to go get him and bring him to my table. Watch this. Mephibosheth didn't search for the king. The king searched for him. You see, Mephibosheth thought the king wanted him dead. He was only 5 years old when he became crippled, so he probably doesn't even know who the king is. He's probably heard who he is, but he doesn't know who he is. And maybe you're here today. You've been crippled for a long time, and you heard about Jesus, but you never really knew or heard that he loves you with this kind of a love, and that even though everybody else has pushed you aside, he wants to bring you to his side. Mephibosheth probably heard about the king, lived in fear of the king, but he didn't have to fear the king because the king loved him. And some people live in fear of God, thinking God just can't wait till the judgment day to wipe me out. Lie. The devil is a lie. That's a lie. God, here's what the Bible says. God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And so he's being sought out by the king. And David, just like Jesus, he knew you before you ever knew him. He chose you before you chose him. He loved you before you loved him. And he called you before you ever called on him. I'll tell you what, God will go to great lengths to find you and to bring you back home. He's got a place at his table for you. Guess who's coming to dinner? Somebody who thinks they're a nobody. Guess who's coming to dinner? Little awkward that a drug addict would come to the table. Little awkward that a prostitute would come to the table. Little awkward like Sidney Poitier. I don't know if I want to come to your White House for dinner. Little awkward, but I want you to know that there's a love that surpasses anything you will ever understand. And the king loves you, and he will go to great lengths to find you and bring you home. Let me keep going. He says, crippled by the fall, sought out by the king, and then he found him in a desert place. I said he found him in a desert place. Let me show you what I mean. Look at the big screen. David sent the servant, brought Mephibosheth from the house of watch, Machir, the son of Amiel, at Lodebar. I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute. And when Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, bowed down to pay honor, and David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold, here I am, your servant. I got ahead of myself, but he found him in a desert place. Let me talk to you about Lodebar. Do you know where Lodebar? You know what Lodebar is? A wasteland. It means nothing. You told me the other day, Reuben, what's it mean again? It means what? It means no thing, or it means empty. Lodebar was 60 miles from the king's palace, about the distance from here to Six Flags and back. Lodebar was a nothing town. Nobody went to Lodebar to get successful. Nobody went to Lodebar to ever be noticed. Nobody ever went to Lodebar to start a new life and watch their dreams come true. You went to Lodebar to hide, to get away from it all, to just eat worms and die. It was a desert place. It was a wasteland. And that's exactly where the king found him. Put it up, if you will. Found in a desert place. Lodebar. Some of you may feel like a desert place. You're in a desert place. A place of loneliness. A place of hopelessness. A place of rejection. And some of you are feeling in your heart today, you can't wait to get out of work. Just let me go home. Let me hide. I don't want to be around people. I don't want one more person to tell me I'm a loser or a failure. And we hide all of our life because we've believed the lies. But I want you to know, just because you failed doesn't mean you're a failure. And just because you lost doesn't mean you're a loser. But when we've suffered a crippling in our heart, we just want to get away. We want to hide. We want to go to no place. We don't want to talk to nobody. And he found him, but he found him in Lodebar. I'm sure he wanted to get as far away as he could. And he, sometimes you just want to live in a place that how you feel. And Mephibosheth felt like a waste product. So he went to live in a wasteland. And that's exactly where God found him. I don't care if you're sleeping under a bridge or if you're on a park bench, or in an abandoned building, God knows where you are. Hey, he found him. Hey, Ziba, go find him. He's in Lodabar. Where? I don't know. I can hear David. Everything's not recorded. Just go get him. Go take whatever many men you need, how many horses you need. Look under every rock and open every door, but find him because I got a plan for his life. Find Mephibosheth. But he's crippled. I don't care that he's crippled. I want that crippled boy in my house. I want him at my table. Go find him. Well, what if we can't? Don't come back until you do. Look in every barn. Look in every house. Look in every back room. Because when you go into the door, he may not be in the living room. He may be in a back room, in a back room, because he feels he doesn't deserve any better. Unlock every door. Go into every house. But find him and bring him to my table, because I'm bringing him to dinner at the king's house. Hey, you might not be living under a bridge. You may not be sleeping on a park bench. You may be living in a 3-story penthouse. And you're just as crippled as the man living under a bridge. Money can't save you. Penthouses can't save you. Some of you are driving a Lexus or a Mercedes-Benz. And as you're going down the road in your hotshot car, you've thought about hitting the tree because you're tired of life. And take your $80,000 car and slam it into a tree, because that did not give you the hope you thought it would. And the penthouse didn't give you the satisfaction that you thought it would. Everybody's crippled. White, black, brown, rich, poor. Everybody crippled by the fall. But everybody sought by the king. And he finds him. And he finds him in a wasteland. See, a wasteland is really not a geographical place. A wasteland is really a spiritual place that's empty, that's nothing, and hopeless and lonely. And I love the story because it's about a king searching for a nobody. It never crossed Mephibosheth's mind that things could ever change. I don't think it ever crossed Mephibosheth's mind that things could be different someday. I think he had settled in to a perpetual pain and a forever lasting loneliness. It never crossed his mind that the king would come. And if he did, he'd take my head off. It never crossed his mind that he would be invited to sit at the table in the palace of the king. But God can do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or even imagine. And I know you thought that you're going to be in a wasteland all your life, but I've come with good news today. Your present situation or your present location is not your final destination. Not when God is on the scene. And finally, he hears the dreaded knock on the door. Is Mephibosheth in there? And now someone opens the door because he can't get there. He's living close to the floor. He's crippled. He can't even walk to the door. And somebody opens the door and he goes, this is it. I'm going to get what I deserve. No, that's karma. Karma says you get what you deserve. Christianity, Jesus got what you deserve when he died on the cross. I'm going to get what I deserve. The king hates me. Here it comes. Here's the sword. My head's coming off. Ziba says, the king wants you. I don't think any details were given. Just the king wants you. And he gets in the back of the wagon, drawn by the horse, 60 miles on the back of a wagon, feet hurting. All the way there, he's thinking, the king hates me. I'm the last survivor of my grandfather, Saul. He's going to take my head for sure. And then, entonces, and then, in verse 6, when Mephibosheth saw David, he came to David, he bowed down. And look what David called him. Did David call him a crippled kid? No. Ziba called him a crippled kid. David said, Mephibosheth. He said, I'm here. I told you before, and I'll tell you again, the world will call you by your label. Jesus calls you by your name. Oh, I love the Lord. Oh, I love the Lord. And Mephibosheth says, I'm your servant. And the next verse says, David said, don't be afraid. In other words, I'm not taking off your head. If you're here today, don't be afraid. God doesn't want to judge you. He did not come into the world to condemn the world, but he came into the world to save the world. If God wanted to condemn you, he would have sent a condemner, but he wanted to save you, so he sent a savior. He said, I will show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. Watch. Oh, I could do a backflip right now. Wait, I'm not done. See, you wanted to do a backflip up there too, didn't you? Sister projector sister. He says, I will restore to you, Mephibosheth, all the land of Saul, your grandfather. And you will... And you will eat at my table. Amen. Mephibosheth has got to think, what? Hallelujah's right. Next verse. No, I think we're going to leave it right there. Crippled by the fall. Sought out by the king. Found in a desert place. Finally, seated at the king's table. Instead of being put to death, the king rolls out the red carpet for a crippled boy. What a picture of Jesus, everybody. We all deserve death. We've all sinned, lied, lusted, stole, proud, arrogance, everything in us deserves death, but Jesus took death for us. And he invites us to the table. He rolls out the red carpet. Guess who's coming to dinner? Verse 8, look what Mephibosheth says. He's like, I don't deserve this. He says, what is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me? Just lean in, everybody. I got a little excited here, and I a little longer than I was in the first service, but I'm lit. Johnny always says, why he keeps saying that? I know, I am. I'm lit for Jesus, everybody. Because I was that crippled kid. Wait. I'm still that crippled kid. Because don't think you don't still have issues. T.D. Jake says, it's not that you don't have issues anymore. It's just that your issues don't have you. Come on, somebody. Give him a shout of praise. He says, I'm just a dead dog. I know some of you think that's who you still are. I'm still this. I'm still that. I don't belong. But you are not what you think you are. And neither are you what people say you are. You are who God says you are. You're a child of the king. He didn't think he belonged, and by rights he didn't belong. To sit at the king's table, I already told you, you had to be like the perfect specimen of a man or woman. Rich, position, power, athletic, good looking, have hair. They wouldn't have brought a scrawny, hairless person like me. Bald guy. But the king wanted him. Boy, wouldn't it be great if the church wanted the kind of people Jesus wants at his table? I said, wouldn't it be great if the church folk wanted the same people that Jesus wants at his table? Somebody say amen out loud. He wants the broken, the wounded, the hurting, the suicidal, the addicted, the homeless, the immigrant, legal or illegal. He wants everybody, and he wants especially those who the world doesn't want.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.